Thank you for calling Eaglemont. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Angela, this is Jeremy at Russell. I'm just calling in to check on two of my subscriptions.
Okay, I can help you with that. Is the phone number you're calling in on ending 2414, is that associated with your order or not?
It is, on both of them, yes.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Give me 1 minute to get you pulled up.
All right, perfect.
Jeremy Russell.
Yes.
Did I talk to you before, Mr. Russell?
Probably have talked to you before. I call in regularly. Check in.
I think I talked to you last month. Did you call in last month?
I believe so. I probably do.
I remember your name. What's your address?
It's 712 8th Street, Northeast Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87124.
All right, what's your email address to verify it in the system?
It's info@comcast.net.
That's what I have. Indiglo. Indiglo. All right,
yep.
Which account are you calling about, the Lauren or the Mustang?
The Mustang. I just wanted to see, I wanted to check on a little bit of both of them, but the Mustang primarily, because I've already paid $76 out, and I was just checking to see if there's been any movement on that shipment.
They mailed it out on the 11th of this month to you.
The 11th.
That was last week. This week. It was earlier this week.
Okay. I know it was pending because I know the payment had gone through, but.
Let me see if they got a tracking number for you. Yeah.
Okay.
It's usually taking about 10 days to get one of those. I'm just going to look right quick for you. Then we can look at your other account if you want to.
Okay. Yeah.
This is going really slow, so hold on just a second for me.
It's all right.
Yes, she did call in on the 28th of last month.
Uh-huh.
All right, hold on just a second. They sent it to the warehouse that day, so it's not a tracking number yet.
Yeah, it's been there for like forever.
They got a tracking number on the one from 427.
Okay, so there should be two. There's one for 8 issues, and there's one for 6, I believe.
Yes, you changed it from 6 to 8. I see the notes.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second. Let me go look at the one from 4. Yeah, 420 is the date that they shipped it, and they sent it to the warehouse on the 26th. Hold on just
a second.
That
one moved it off? Yeah.
That's the one that's $61.92 plus the shipping and handling made it $74.62.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's 8 of them. Let me look at them.
Is it one shipment or two shipments that are in processing?
It's two. You got one from 426. That's why I was asking you, do you have the tracking number for that one? Because I can email it to you if you don't.
Yeah. No, I don't have either one of them.
Well,
I got one, but it's somewhere in the midst of the abyss of my email.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send this one to you. It should be like the newest email you're going to get. Let me go back in, okay? Hold on just a minute. Then we're going to go to your other account. All right. I'm going to get your email ready. This is the one from 420.
Okay.
They sent it to the warehouse on 426, but they shipped it on 420. So hold on just a second. They don't have a tracking number for the other one, the one that they sent you on 511. It takes a couple of days after they sent it to the warehouse, like up to a week for them to have a tracking number. So
gotcha.
Hold on just a second. 420 is the one I'm trying to send you. Tracking number. It's long, so it's going to take me a minute to type. 926120279600202998984. I put spaces on there. It doesn't have any spaces, but I put it on there where you can read it easily.
Okay? Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Put it in like every four. And I'm sending that to your email address. Now, that's gone. What do you want to do next?
So I just wanted to check with the DeLorean. I have two reships because I'm having some technical difficulties with the car.
Okay.
It should be the latest reships. I'm just checking in to see if we have tracking for that.
Okay. I can look at it. Looks like they sent that off. We have some issue 95 is delayed. That's why they're not sending anymore. They sent you something last on 4/13. Your next shipment is 5/18, which is next week.
Okay.
So let me look for the 4/13. I mean, if you do 7,
it should be only two issues.
Okay. Let's see. I got to wait on it to pull up, so just give me a minute again. It's going real slow.
How you been?
I've been okay.
That's good.
As long as I woke up this morning, I'm good. Because a lot of people didn't.
You know, that's a great way to look at it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I could have been one of them this morning.
Yeah, it could have been any of us.
Mm-hmm. All right, give me about another minute. It's over halfway.
All right.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, I see where they switched your reship. They did reship 53 and 57.
Yep, that is correct.
I'm sorry, and 67. Yeah, they had 53 and 67, and then they did, let's see, and 56 and 43.
Okay.
I guess it was two of them, and then two more is what it's looking like. I have some tracking, so I got to figure out which one it is.
Okay.
But this is 4/13, and it's two tracking numbers for that one, but that's around the time the tracking system was made. It's a reship sent to the warehouse 4/13. Reship requested. Let's see what that says. They don't put your reships on your account because they're reships because you only put it on there once when you first pay for them and the only one, but the reships are different.
Yeah.
It was sent to the warehouse on 5/7. Looking for the 4/13 one. 4/15 seemed like it's kind of fast. I don't know if it's part of that one or the reship. I'm thinking it's that one because they took the money out earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, no, they delivered this one on April 28th. It says door front porch on the tracking system.
On the tracking? Oh.
Mm-hmm. It says shipment status not available. They're talking about the...
It was a reship, like a binder or something like that. I got a binder.
Okay, so you got that one already?
Yeah.
It says USPS tracking info. Oh, you had a tracking information, so that's why it's short. These tracking numbers are like 10 digits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're too short. And it's, I told you this. They said they apologize for the inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell if it's one of those, the one you want. I don't think it is, but then it going to the May month. They delivered this one, front porch. I think it's one of those messed up tracking numbers. They delivered that one to the front.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I thought it was Eleanor, but yeah, no, it turned out it was one of the reships because I was short one of the binders in the prior shipment. Or the latest one that was shipped to me.
Okay. You should get something today. They said out for delivery expected between 11:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. So
Dang.
You're getting something today. I don't know which order this goes to because they're both down here around 5.7 and 5.8. And then you have two that I can't even look at. But it says that the tracking numbers are messed up, but they're in between where you've already gotten them. So you probably got those already as well. The two that are messed up. What is it? The tracking system's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're getting two boxes today.
Wow, that's good.
I don't know
news.
Which two. Yeah, I don't know which two though. That's the problem. They got it
but
way
both,
down here.
They're both three ships. I'm thinking.
Okay, that's probably what it is. That's probably why I can't tell, because it's not on your regular account. But do you want those tracking numbers? Go ahead.
Well, if it's going to be out today, I'll find out today. You guys have always been pleasant. That's why I always call you guys, too. You guys have always taken care of me. So I don't mind calling back in.
Okay. Well, if you don't get them today, call back. We're here almost 24/7, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
And you'll get a different agent almost every time you call. So don't feel, a lot of people feel like they're bothered. You can call in and check once a week and see if has your package status changed. There's no issue, okay? Anything
okay,
else?
Well, nope, that's it. Thank you.
You enjoy your items, Mr. Russell. It's good to talk to you again. You have a great day, okay? Thanks for calling Eagle Moss. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Saturday. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.